News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
There was lots of emotions last night as 384 passengers arrived home from Dubai. Emirates flight EK163 touched down at Dublin Airport at 10:45 p.m. And our reporter Henry McKean spoke to some of the passengers about what they had experienced.
We were actually in the airport when the explosion happened. So it was quite traumatic for us.
And you obviously heard the explosion?
Yeah, we had a room in the departure lounge, a hotel room we booked for that night ourselves. And it was just underneath us when the explosion happened. So it was pretty scary, I have to say. At that stage, it was really scary.
And what was the bang like?
No, it wasn't like a thud. It was a massive bang because we were right there. And so when we were trying to evacuate the airport, it was just pandemonium. It was manic. Something that I wouldn't like to go through again.
Well, we'll catch up with Henry a little bit later on and find out what the passengers were saying beyond those talked to in that clip. Meanwhile, the war in Iran, of course, now into its sixth day, and the US Senate has backed Donald Trump's war powers after an effort by Democrats to limit them fell short. It comes as Iran has launched a fresh round of missiles at Israel this morning, according to both the Israeli military and Tehran's state media. With us is Borzu Daragahi, who is an Iranian-American journalist and analyst. Borzu, let's have a look at some of the latest developments and what they will mean, and particularly how they will be interpreted and reacted to within Iran. What, first of all, about the news that there is a new supreme leader?
Oh, that still hasn't been confirmed yet. There's some reports that Mujtaba Khamenei, the son, a very hardline guy, the son of the former supreme leader who was killed in the airstrike in the opening hours of this war, has been elected, but I haven't seen really good confirmation yet from Iran.
The other military elements then, the sinking of that frigate, an Iranian vessel sunk thousands of miles away from Iranian territorial waters. Is that militarily significant?
I don't think it's militarily significant in the short term, but in terms of the longer term of the war, if it goes on, what that action did by, you know, hitting this ship in open international waters in possible violation of the international rules of war and maritime etiquette, it could open up more U.S. ships to being hit in that same way across the world, and especially in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's foreign minister warned that this action has opened a door that the people of the United States will regret, because now the Iranians have an excuse to go after any ship anywhere, any U.S. ship anywhere in the world.
They may have the excuse. Do they have the capacity?
Well, I mean, all it takes is a speedboat loaded with dynamite. You know, as we saw with the USS Cole in Yemen a couple decades ago, with the determination and enough firepower, you can bring down a U.S. ship.
What's the reaction within Iran? Because the U.S. administration keeps talking about the possibility of an uprising, as if at any moment the populace is going to get cohesive and rebellious. Is there any likelihood of that?
I think what I can detect and talking to people very intermittently because of communications problem is kind of the opposite. In two senses, on the one hand, the people who are somewhat supportive of the regime are coming together even more more cohesively than ever. They are in support of the government and getting mobilized. And on the other hand, those who are in opposition are confused and scared at this point, wondering why there are so many attacks. You see, in the big cities of the northeast, of the northwest and north of the country, Israel is sort of handling that portfolio in terms of the bombing runs. And Israel is very angry at the bombings of Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and other Israeli cities. So it is taking a somewhat more scorched earth policy when it comes to its attacks. You attack our civilian centers, we're attacking your civilian centers. And the Iranians who are in those cities, like Tehran, are confused as to why residential areas are being hit.
Lastly, Borzu, the U.S. president said that a motivating factor for the joint attack from Israel and from the U.S. was that they had evidence that Iran was planning an attack on Israel and would have, I think he said, have a go at the US if they found an opportunity. Is there any evidence to support that?
There's no evidence to that. And, you know, to be frank, when it comes to Trump, he keeps shifting his position. On the one hand, he said there is evidence. On the other hand, his deputy said it was just a gut feeling that he had that he went on. On the other hand, there's others who say that there was no imminent threat, and that includes the Pentagon and intelligence briefers, that it was, in fact, just a war of choice.
Borzu, thank you very much. Borzu Dereghahi, Iranian-American journalist and analyst.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.